here with Kansas State quarterback Skylar Thompson entering his junior year. And first time out west here, what was your first impression coming out here to the K-State Fry?
Well, I've heard a lot of good things about it. You can, you know, just walking in here, you can feel the, you know, the energy from everybody. Everybody's having a good time, eating some Rocky Mountain oysters, which I've never ate before, and I'm eager to try them. Just gonna try to wrap my mind around, not thinking about what I'm eating, and just eat it. But no, it's a good time. You know, I've got a good chance to meet people, you know, boosters, donors, just K-State fans in general, or alumni. There's so many great people in our fan base, and it's been awesome just to get surrounded and to give them a chance to get to know me as a person, and not, you know, just a person throwing the ball around in a jersey on Saturday. So that's been really, really fun.
You had a couple of years in the Coach Snyder program there. Now you make the transition to what Coach Kleiman brings in. And what's that transition been like for you over the last 5-6 months?
Yeah, well, anytime you got change in your life, it's going to be difficult. You know, you're so used to, you know, how something is done for so long, or just you get in a routine of things, you know, and whenever that's broken and things change up, it can be hard. But this change with Coach Kleiman has been the transition that he's came in here with the new coaching staff and everybody. I don't think could have gone any smoother than it did. I mean, he came in from the get go, establishing what he wanted this is his program, and this is how he's going to run it. This is the values that we're going to have. This is how we're going to run it. And then he hired the assistants to follow along with that. I mean, just stepped right in, and they understand exactly what Coach Kleiman wants and how he wants them to coach. And they're all players' coaches. They really love us. Take the time out of their day to help us out as people, also as players. So that really goes a long ways with us. And then for me, I didn't have much of a transition with my position coach. You know, Coach Klein stayed, which I was super happy about. So it's been really great because, you know, he's kind of been able to, when we're learning this new offense, to, okay, Skylar, this is similar to what the old offense, like, this is similar to what we ran this and this. But it's also like, for the both of us, trying to train our minds to not refer to, like, the old offense. Like, this is it now. Like, we need to train our minds to this terminology, this language. And that's been great. It's been a great learning process for both Coach Klein and I. And him and I are really, you know, he's a special person to me and a special coach. And I was really, really excited and happy to hear that he was coming back. So it's been a pretty good transition.
I know probably next year, I know you try not to look at preseason polls, but you're probably going to be at the bottom just because of the unknown what K-State has with the new coaching staff, new system. But do you feel like that you guys could use that maybe as a chip on your shoulder for the upcoming fall? And do you feel like that you guys could be in that opportunity to kind of be in that top of the Big 12 at the end?
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. I think Coach Kleiman coming from the FCS, you know, there's a lot of people that are just, you know, that are talking, you know, and at the end of the day, we know what we have in our locker room. We know the type of players we have. We know what we can do. We know what we're capable of doing. And that's all that matters. Whatever's being said on the internet or by any, you know, preseason rankings, like, nobody's even played a game, you know. It's just like, nobody knows, you know. So it's like, and definitely, I mean, throughout the season, we're going to have our ups and downs. You know, it's not going to be smooth sailing the whole time, but it's just about fighting through that adversity. And whenever that we get hit with them hardships, to, you know, fight through them, and, you know, just kind of how we carry ourselves throughout the spring and how we work and how we train, it's going to make those adverse times and hardships way more smooth to get through and get over the hump, you know what I'm saying? So, because they're going to come. I mean, we got a whole new staff, whole new off. I mean, we're going to have our bumps in the road, and we realize that. And Coach Kleiman does too. So, but man, if I was going to sit here and tell you that I didn't believe that we could finish in the top or not the top in the Big 12, then, you know, I'd be lying to you, because, I mean, I have a lot of faith in our football team. I love our coaches. They're great coaches. We've got great players. You know, we have all the pieces. It's just about putting together and going and just winning games and, you know, not making the game any harder than it is.
Well, thank you, Skylar, and enjoy your time here at the Catbackers.
Yes, thank you for having me.